Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. We greet you and want you to know that you are always welcome here. And just to let you know a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement, because we believe here that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come to this podcast, that's what you can expect to find, a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let people know we're here. We want to grow the platform. And when you tell others we're here and help them find the platform, that's helpful to us. We also want to hear from you because we need to be encouraged as well. We have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we want to hear from you. You can email us. Let us know when would be a good time to reach you. If you have questions or if you think it's something else that can add to this podcast, we're about improving the quality of life here. And if you have something that you feel will be helpful or to encourage us or just add to the quality of life, perhaps it's something that we don't know that you do, share it with us. Just email and let us know. If you want to talk to us, we have access to conference lines. We can work something out. If you decide you need prayer or if you've just got questions. Another thing we do here at this podcast, we believe in God. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God. Personally, I believe in God. And I believe in God because it works for me. Everyone has free will of choice. Now, I know everyone does not necessarily believe in God, but then, of course, that's your right. That's your choice. And if you choose not to, our right and our choice is that we choose to. So just let us know, and we want to hear from you. Everything we do here, we base on Scripture, Scripture-based. Therefore, you know, we read our Bible, and there's a tool that we use. It's called BibleGateway.com. Last time I used it was free. I used it earlier today. I use it pretty much every day. When you go there, you're going to find various translations of the Bible. And now they have an Audible section for some transcriptions, some translations, and they'll read it to you. So it's easy to use. So we want to hear from you. In seeking the Lord to find out what we should share with you this week, we believe that we're to share Shalom, Peace Reigns. Shalom, Peace Reigns. And I just found this particular week on this last week. I'm making a podcast late in the day today. I make a podcast once a week. That's my commitment. And usually I try to get out early, sometimes early on Saturday morning or at least on Saturday. But it's either Saturday or Sunday, you know, I'll do the podcast and post it up. But today I'm getting in a little bit late. I've had a rather busy week, to be truthful. My life is yet more exciting and I'm enjoying it and many doors are opening. I've had good prophecies from various prophets about, you know, how God was going to bless me because of my faithfulness and commitment to his work. And you know, I just, you know, I received all of that. Yet I want you to know, this is why I believe the Lord gave me this Shalom, Peace Reigns, because with that, I've noticed an increase in the an antagonistic spirit that's tried to antagonize me, coming from various places in my activities, getting out and about. You know, we still have indignation of the pandemic in the land, but the Lord has allowed me and shown me how to fellowship with various people and how to move within those circles and where to go. And in doing that, I'm really excited because new opportunities are opening up and I'm getting invited places and I'm enjoying fellowshipping with people. So I have a calendar and I move, you know, according to that calendar and go to places that the Lord leads me to go. And over my travels this particular weekend, as a matter of fact, today, I was in two services today, two different places. And the first service that I went to was in celebration of a family member, which was great. And got a chance to meet a lot of people and talk to them. Didn't really know them, but I've seen some of them before. Mainly a male-based population. And, you know, I noticed, and I don't really find it unusual because, you know, I'm not a bad-looking woman. So, not that I just depend on looks, but it does not hurt, you know, to like how you look. And I noticed various brothers, you know, of position and authority would just kind of ease up next to me and make their statements or whatever. But then I noticed something else. It was kind of just an antagonistic type spirit, just comments that were made. I appreciated my maturity because I didn't respond to them. You know, I live in the presence of the Lord, and anybody that knows me knows that I do that. I'm constantly in the face of the Lord, always feasting on his word and sitting before him to get clarity. As a matter of fact, the Lord helped me to understand that the safest place and the best place for me, you know, while I'm processing, getting better understanding, because he said in a place in his word that wisdom is the principal thing. He said, but with all that getting, get understanding. And for me, I tend to memorize scripture and where I read it at. And I regurgitate it a lot. And a lot of times I give people the address if they ask me where I read something, because I found no matter what I say, you know, I don't have to defend the word. The word stands on its own. But I have found, I don't know if it antagonizes some people when you let them know, you know, where the scriptures are found. I don't know what it is, but I had some comments made to me in the brotherly circle that I moved in today. And there were men there of influence. I've known them down. Well, I have not known them personally, but I've observed them down through the years. And as a matter of fact, the first service that I went to today, I was going to that particular service years ago, when Benjamin Hooks was the chairperson of the NAACP. So you know how long ago that was, because I believe Benjamin Hooks has, I'm pretty sure he's transitioned some time back. And I was just recalling when I used to go there as a much younger person, you know how even when you're a child, let alone a young adult, you know, buildings and edifices look different. And I remember the situation, the segment, the area that I was sitting in today when I used to go there, you know, way back in the day before they have changed things around. I never thought I'd be sitting in the section that I was sitting in today. So I got a chance to get a view of how everything looked now from where I was sitting today. And of course, I began to look around and observe things. But I noticed there was, you know, I enjoyed myself in the service because, you know, I get into the service. I really do. I go all out and get in. I don't care whose service it is. The Lord stirs me. I'm going to move and celebrate and participate. That's just what I do. But I also was paying attention because I wanted to know why. You know, I knew I was going there for what the obvious reason was. But I also tried to see what is it the Lord wants me to see or learn. Because, you know, every experience, I was told by a former pastor that every experience should be a learning experience. So I was just trying to see what I could learn from the experience I was having today. And then even before I got there, I noticed that, I would say from this past Friday up until now, I kind of noticed a spirit of antagonization, trying to rise up, you know, in situations and people that I was interacting with. And, you know, I wasn't sensitive to it. I noticed it. I just noticed it. So it kind of like was the slap down by the time I got to this first service that I went to this morning. I guess that those adversarial spirits were saying, well, we're going to have to see what we can do here. Because I knew I had not done this podcast, and I always try to keep myself, you know, open in a right, peaceful state to do the podcast, because I want it to be forward thinking. Because it's harder work when you're not just in a flow. But then again, I always fall back on the word, because I know the word proves itself. I almost gave you the scripture. There are scriptures that say all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And there's another scripture that also says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And there's another scripture that lets me know that I can learn to be content. There's just, the scripture bears itself up. And when you read the scripture and know the scripture, no matter what situation you find yourself in, God will bring some of that scripture to mind. Now, I kind of knew earlier in the week that Shalom, Peace Reigns was going to be what I was to share with you today. Yet, when that spirit of antagonism kept trying to rear its head, I'm wondering what's going on here. Because I found out Shalom, Peace is the end of hostility. It's perfect peace. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ said he gave to us. Shalom, peace, perfect peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. He said, not as the world gives, give I unto you. So I know that the peace of God, as he told us in another place in his word, to let the peace of God rule in our hearts and our minds. And that means if it's going to rule, then it has to have sovereign authority. It does. Peace has to dominate and take control over everything. The peace of God, Shalom peace, holds the sway in your life. I don't care what's going on. Shalom peace is the controlling influence. What we have to do, though, when you find those antagonistic adversarial spirits or thoughts that try to rise, and a lot of times if they can't get in, you know, they'll have a human being appear in your presence just to voice certain things or say certain things a certain way. You know, if you're not focused on the Lord, which is what I do, I always pivot to the Lord, and I try to remember to do everything he said. He said, cast every care on him because he cared for me. And the reason why he said that is he said, because there is an adversary, and you know what they call the adversary, who goes to and fro in the earth realm seeking whom he may devour. And I refuse to be devourable. I don't have to. And I'm very careful because I know the confidence that I have, because I believe God and I trust God. That confidence that I have that comes across, it can cause people at times to be uncomfortable. But the Lord told me to let people draw oil from their own wells. Yeah. And he also let me know that, you know, just like he told me to be a wise virgin. You know, there's a story in the Bible about 10 virgins. 5 of them was wise and 5 of them was foolish. Now, the foolish virgins didn't do anything to take care of their oil supply. The wise virgins took care of their oil supply. They made sure their lamps was trimmed. They always made sure they had enough oil in their lamp, because they knew that when the bridegroom came, they had to be ready to go. And they wasn't going to, you know, be ready to go right then. They wasn't going to be able to say, well, you know, I ain't got enough oil, or just like putting gas in your car, you know, time to go somewhere and you got to go get gas. So, you know, I spend time in the presence of the Lord. I spend time when he explained to me and showed me that, you know, because I have to process just like anybody else to get clarity. I have to look into the word of God, and I have to receive it. And then I have to talk to the Lord about it. And I do what's necessary for me to talk to the Lord. You know, I get me a pad, a paper, and a pencil. I write out my thoughts, what it is I want to ask the Lord about. I put the time and the date on it. Yeah, I do the whole nine yards, because I want to know what I'm asking God for. So when I get my answer, I just write things down. You know, I write down the date, the time I want to see, how long it took me to get the answer. You know, those kinds of things interest me when it comes to, you know, my relationship with the Lord, my personal relationship with the Lord. That's just how he does me. Now, I don't know how other people do, but I'm telling you what I do. So with this situation with the Shalom peace, as I said, throughout the week at different times, because I know God is blessing me because I'm going different places. And as I said, I'm meeting new people and God is increasing my territory, my borders, which is really wonderful. And I have personal prophets that call me. One of my goddaughters, she's a prophet, and she called me and she just gave me, as a matter of fact, we talked for a while, but then she called me back just to let me know what the Lord had told her. And it was a beautiful prophecy and I received it. But I tell you, as I was getting all that good word about how the Lord was going to take me forward, and another one of my sisters who has ministry, she's in another state, but she did a wonderful Monday night. She does a yearly, you know, like a Bible school type thing online. And she concluded it this past Monday night. And I attended that. That was such, you know, I attended it via, you know, online technology. And that was such a blessing. And it spoke directly to some things that I have been concerned about. So the Lord is blessing me. And I'm really glad about that. And the shalom peace was really working, like ruling and reigning in my life. Roar authority. It was predominating. My peace was good. I was good. That's until I ran up against that, I guess you can call it, I don't want to call it an old boys club, but I will call it a boys club. This morning, earlier this morning. And, you know, at first it didn't really just knock me off my feet, but, you know, I felt it. I felt it. You can feel some of the arrows, but the Bible tells us in another place that we can quench every fiery dart. So the blessing was, since where I was when I went to the first service, I was not far. I was up the street from a place where I usually go, where they have wonderful, I call them Holy Ghost parties. I mean, whenever I go there, they never disappoint. And I love that pastor, because she's such a just a beautiful person. And truly, if you know anything about sports, whenever she do the service, she leaves it. You know how they say in football, you leave it all on the field. She leaves it all on the pulpit. And I went down there and just stopped in. And, you know, because I was just visiting, because I'd gone to that first service and I had not planned to go to her church that day because, you know, I have a schedule that I maintain. And I had her scheduled in for a different week. But I stopped in there today, and because of what she was doing, I had a chance to just really sit down and kind of discuss some things with her, because she's just wonderful. And it just brought me back to where I was. It did. And she recognized, she said, "Boy, they ganged up on you." That's what she said. And I thought, you know, I hadn't really thought of them as ganging up, but I knew something had happened. You know, when you ain't looking at it, when you ain't looking for ill will or antagonism, that's not how my mind runs. It really isn't, because I got the Christ man in me. And with the Christ man ruling and reigning, when I focus on Jesus, shalom peace truly does reign in my life, which means it's the end of hostility. I have that perfect peace of God. And the Bible says in another place that godliness with contentment is great gain. So that is my form of prosperity. And I know I have soundness of mind, body, and spirit, because I take communion on the strength of God's word alone. I do. Although I did have an opportunity earlier in the week, because I fellowshipped with another group and then they Bible class on Thursday. They provided communion, but, you know, I take communion all the time. I stay ready to take communion because I do it on the strength of God's word. I do, which gives me well-being. And the Bible says in another place that God's word is health to my body. His word is health. When I read it, you know, it's life to my body and health to all my flesh. So I know the flesh is, you know, little shortcomings that you have. So I love the Lord and I'm prospering in his word. And it's the harmony of his word in my life that truly blesses me, that I allow to dominate and take control over my thoughts. So that just brings me back to saying, shalom, peace reigns. That ill will or that antagonistic period, it can't stay. That ill will or antagonistic spirit, it cannot stay. If the peace of God rules in your heart, man, if you allow Christ, man, wisdom to rule in your heart, man, shalom, peace will reign. that perfect peace that the Lord has given us will reign. It'll have royal authority and predominate everything. It will hold the sway in our life. That shalom peace is the controlling influence in our life. So, divine shalom peace provides victory over antagonism. I will tell you that. You have success over antagonism. I don't care what tries to come. That shalom peace, it reigns when we allow it and receive it. We'll have victory over antagonism. I know that to be true. That's just something else that I proved for myself. Another thing I want to tell you, everything I've done here, I'm not telling you about things that people told me. I'm telling you situations I've lived through, I've experienced that the Lord God has proven to me, you know, because I am getting more mature. I'm walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. So I know a few things. I've been around a while. And I tell you, shalom peace reigns. Now, I hope I've said something that's helpful to you. I want to hear from you. Email me. God bless you. Amen.